Now, it's 9 minutes to eight, and as I was saying a little bit earlier, yesterday morning I received an email from a young lad called Luke, who's from Brockenhurst, who basically was telling me that he's got epilepsy. And he'd got a sort of a late cancellation, so to speak, at the hospital in Southampton to look into his epilepsy. And he was saying, they don't talk enough about epilepsy in the media, on the radio, on the television. I'd love to come on your show and tell you my story. And as soon as I read it, I was really inspired, because it's quite a long email. I haven't got time to read it all out. And I thought, yes, we do want to hear Luke's story. So I rang him up as soon as I came off air yesterday, because I knew he'd be heading off to the hospital quite early. And this morning, we're there with young Luke. He's 11 years young, from Brockenhurst, spending the next 5 days in hospital, linked up to equipment he hopes will help doctors understand more about his epilepsy. And he's got a partial form of the condition, which normally only affects him at night. And he's very keen to raise awareness of what living with epilepsy is like. And Luke and his mum, Liz, are with us this morning. Hello, you two.
Hello. Hi.
Good morning. And it's lovely to have you there. Luke, first up, thank you very much for the email, by the way.
Yeah, that's okay.
And it was good to talk to you yesterday. So when we spoke yesterday morning off air, you were just about to head off to the hospital. Take me through what happened next.
Right, well, we got off to the hospital and we met a film crew, actually, from Inside Out.
Yep.
Because they wanted to come and do a bit. And then we got in and I got wired up.
And take me through that. What then, did they do to wire you up?
Well, they had to measure my head and then scratch bits of, I think it was chalk on my head where the probes were going to go. And then they had to glue them on and then dry them with some very horrible smelling stuff which got in my eyes.
Right, right. I'm sorry about the film crew. That's my fault, because after I'd phoned you, I bumped into a colleague from Inside Out over breakfast and said, you've got to go and film him. So I hope you don't mind about that. So we'll be telling your story.
No, it's fine.
No, it's good. The story on the telly as well. Do you think, Luke, that people don't talk enough about epilepsy? I mean, you say that in the email. Do you think it's very much a kind of hidden, undiscussed thing?
I think it is, because it's considered not really a very, important subject, because it's just something that's there like everything else, but no one really takes an interest to it.
Yeah, well, we're trying to change a bit of that this week. How does the epilepsy affect you then? I mentioned in your email you talk about this, it's sort of nighttime. What does that mean?
Well, we call them nocturnal seizures for an obvious reason, but
yeah.
I usually wake up in the night when I'm having a seizure, and I sometimes don't realise I'm having one until the morning, because we have a little camera that we film me with over the night when I'm at home.
Right.
But when I'm at school, I can only know by tiredness.
And is that quite scary, thinking that when you're asleep, this could be happening and, you know, maybe no one could help if something went wrong?
Yeah, it is a bit, because I could go into what they call a tonic-clonic, which is a major seizure, and there'd be no one there to know at the time what's going on.
Yeah, I'm sure. Shall we bring Mum in? Because Liz is there as well. Morning, Liz.
Morning, Julian.
And I love your PS on the email, because you say, PS, I'm Liz, Luke's mum. I want you to know he's done this all off his own back. And I'm very impressed with him.
Yes, he did actually send it from my email, but that's why I wanted to add a little bit before it went off to you, that you know, so that you knew it came from him.
No, it's lovely.
But yeah, no, he's very, he just deals with it so well, you know, he just gets on and carries on as normally as he can and never makes a fuss and doesn't complain. And, you know, he's quite inspirational, I think, the way he copes with it.
I agree with you. We're just talking about the night time side of this and the worry it must be. What's it like as mum and indeed dad, Ricky, worrying about, you know, what might happen at night?
I think, yeah, I do just want to clarify what Luke said. Right in the early days, he did have a tonic-clonic, but since he's been on medication, he hasn't had any tonic-clonics at night. So, to be fair, we don't, I mean, that sounds awful, we don't worry about that. We're reassured that he does only have partial seizures. But it's more the fact of how long they go on for and you know, the impact it's having through lack of sleep. And he often has... he'll perhaps have a sort of, well, we call it a bit of a blinky, and that does wake him up. But he also will have episodes where over a couple of hours he will just be very restless and lots of movement, and he's obviously not getting proper sleep. So, you know, you can see in the morning he's got these massive bags under his eyes, and, you know, it's just normal to him. But we're hoping if, you know, when things improve that we'll have a sort of, you know, well, we probably won't be able to keep up with him. He'll be so full of beans.
And how, final thought for this morning, how do you feel about Luke being spending a whole week in this room or, attached to equipment, not able to go out or do anything?
Well, it's great news because we're hopefully going to find out exactly what's going on in his brain and where the seizures are arising. It's a little bit... probably slightly claustrophobic for him, but actually you've made it fun by coming in and talking to him, and he's now got a little video cam, so he's doing a video diary.
Love it.
You know, so it's helping pass the time, and you know, he's been great.
Okay, Luke, we'll talk tomorrow, is that okay?
Yep.
So I want an update this time tomorrow to see how you're getting on.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Cheers, mate. You be good. Luke and Mum Liz live from the Wessex Neurological Centre at Southampton General Hospital. Isn't that a great story? Lovely.
You can hear a little beeping going on in the background with the equipment.
Now, quickly, ahead of the news, we've got some more breakfast.